We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I suffered through, I don't know, about 10 years of accordion lessons.
My father played the accordion. I tried to play it once. I said, yeah, I don't think so.
Well, it's good exercise, really.
David Griggs is here. Do you play an instrument?
I absolutely do not.
Good.
Oh.
Great minds with our hair do think alike. David, as you know, is the president and CEO of the Metro Hartford Alliance. We had him on a year ago when he took over the job for, who was that guy? Gribble? Griezel?
Oz Gribble. Something like that, yeah.
How's it been? How you doing?
It's been awesome.
Yeah? Has it been everything you thought it would be, in all seriousness?
And more.
Yeah.
Yeah, in all seriousness. You know, I came in thinking regional economic development, and found just how important the Hartford Chamber is to the city of Hartford. Yes. And promoting that, getting somebody to think about it every day when they wake up. Julio Concepcion is the executive director now of the Hartford Chamber of Commerce and doing great work for us.
Wow. You know, you came here from where? Des Moines?
Minneapolis, St. Paul. Yep.
Okay. And I think when you first got here, it was the whole idea you're trying, and Joe and I were talking about this off the air with you, is that, you know, we've had, like, for example, Mike Peters really wanted to start working on, like, regional cooperation, okay? Mm-hmm. And then Luke Bronin has tried to do the same thing, and he makes a very good point. What would West Hartford be if there were no Hartford? It'd be West.
Yep.
Yeah, so
can't be a suburb of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly right.
I like that. I never thought that's a great line.
So have you found people kind of, you know, falling in line here a bit?
Well, I think there's a new trend. I think you're seeing it with investments by Stanley Black & Decker.
Yeah.
You know, they realize that having a vibrant downtown Hartford to attract new workforce to is important to them in New Britain. So they're investing in downtown Hartford. And I think around the region, we're seeing Hartford as what it truly is, which is the core of our region.
It is.
When you go to other towns outside of Hartford and talk to them about supporting Hartford, what's the biggest roadblock you hear?
Well, the biggest roadblock I hear is, quite frankly, something that I'm not familiar with, and that's history. You know, I don't have the knowledge to understand what the last 30 years have been here in the Hartford region and the challenges that we've faced, which I think is also a great asset because I'm just looking forward.
Right.
I'm looking to where this region can get to,
right?
With the assets that we have.
Well, and at some point, you have to put the history in the rearview mirror.
Absolutely.
You know, if things have changed, and by the way, I have a winner in our contest, so stop bothering Matt. It's Mike from Southbury, who's going to go see Klezmer versus Mozart.
Be cultural. You'll like it.
Yeah, you'll like it. You'll enjoy it. We'll have more tickets tomorrow. But anyways, at some point, you have to realize that things change, and what happened 30 years ago or 15 years ago isn't necessarily the way it is now. And sometimes in Connecticut, having lived here for all 166 years of my life, I understand that that's a very hard thing for people in this neck of the woods to do.
But it's absolutely necessary for us to grow and to become who I think Hartford can be. We've got great assets here.
I know.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yep.
But I mean, I think the thing was, and Joe, since you grew up here, and I went to school here for a couple of years, is, you know, I drive by on 84, and there's some old factories that are actually getting refurbished.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. But then there's some that, well, not quite so.
They're waiting to be refurbished.
But, I mean, this was a great manufacturing center, and we can't forget
that. It still is.
Yeah, we can't forget that.
It still is.
It's just different.
We are the insurance capital of the world, and we need to be able to say that proudly, and we should scream it. Because that opens up the conversation of, okay, so you're the insurance capital of the world. What else? And that's where we get to
start. Things.
Right. We get to talk about the awesome manufacturing history that we've got. The fact that we're one of only six cities that have a permanent exhibition at the Smithsonian highlighting our industrial past.
Is that? Wow.
Right.
I had never heard that.
Well, and by the way, today is the day that Samuel Colt introduced the pistol, his first gun.
Congratulations, Mr. Colt.
Well, but we go there. Coltsville is showing marked improvement.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
I mean, that is the kind of development that cities, when you look at a city that's reinventing itself, that becomes really the cornerstone for what we're doing, is taking those, you know, near-in industrial centers, old industrial centers, and turning them into the new industry.
So we said that.
Yeah. Mm. Awesome.
I suppose we should talk about reinventing themselves.
Yes, we'll do that. We'll do that. We'll do that right now. It's 8:16. David Griggs will be with us in studio for the entire hour, the president and CEO of the Metro Hartford Alliance, as we take a break here on...
And I'm Ray Dunaway. This is Joe D'Ambrosio, and...
David Griggs, the president and CEO of the Metro Hartford Alliance, is with us in studio, a year on the job. What are the biggest changes that have taken place at the Alliance since you took the mantle of leadership?
Oh, I would say probably the biggest change is pulling the Hartford Chamber of Commerce kind of out of the shadows.
Right.
Putting some real emphasis on it. I think back in 1999, when the Alliance was formed by bringing the Hartford Chamber of Commerce and the Regional Growth Council together under one roof, we, over the course of, 17, 18 years, kind of lost the emphasis that a true chamber for a city has. And we're trying to get back to that. We're trying to live up to what the original intent was, which was to have a regional economic development organization on one hand, but then also a dedicated chamber of commerce for the city of Hartford.
You know, it's funny. When I think of chamber of commerce, I think of smaller towns.
Yeah.
And Hartford's not a big city. Not Hartford's not a huge city, but it's a decent-sized city.
Is, yeah.
What does the chamber of commerce do to benefit a city the size of Hartford?
Well, it could do a lot of things, and I would say it already is doing quite a few things. Probably the most notable is Julio brought together the craft brewers of the city of Hartford to hear from them. Well, what's it like to do business? What can we do to help improve the opportunities for more craft brewers in our city, because there's a whole economy. There's a whole tourism industry around craft beer. So there's an opportunity for us to see more tourism, more dollars come into our region. But one thing that they said is they'd love to be part of the NCAA tournament. So Julio set off to make that happen, and we're now have a party on Pratt Street where we're going to have a craft brew pub in a vacant storefront close down Pratt Street, and welcome all the 25,000 visitors to our region, but also sell them some local beer.
And you know, I just want to interrupt for a second, because we talked about this yesterday. It's important for people to understand that a big day is Wednesday. Yeah. The day before the games, when there's the open practices.
Right.
NCAA sees a good crowd at the open practices if the building holds up, and we know that's a problem over the years.
Yeah.
Not recently, because Chris Lawrence and the gang's done a good job. But I'm saying it's not a building that they've brought the NCAA to recently. But you get a big crowd on Wednesday for the practices. That impresses the people in Overland Park, Kansas.
It does. And I think we'll host the NCAA as well. I think you're going to see some of the great hospitality. Again, I've only been here a year, and one of the things that sold me and my family early on were the people.
Right.
You know, we landed, and I think folks in New England like to think
they're crusty
and
cold,
not true at all.
It's not at all.
We have found the people in this region to just be absolutely fantastic, welcoming. We'll talk to you in the bread aisle or you know, it doesn't matter where you are.
Or on Pratt Street, for that matter.
Or on Pratt Street. So, if we are just who we are, this tournament is going to have wonderful success here.
You know, Dave, one thing that's bothered me for a long time, and, you know, having grown up in flyover country in a larger sense in the Midwest, you know, sometimes I think people get the idea, because we're between New York and Boston, that we're just kind of, you know, here. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is that can be a real advantage.
It's a huge advantage because we've got these huge generators of businesses, of talent, and they're sitting in our doorstep, in our backyard. just waiting for us to pull off the best and brightest and bring them here to Hartford, which, again, when we look at what the Alliance will be doing moving forward, talent attraction is a big piece of what we need to do, because economic development today is as much about our ability to attract and retain talent as it is our ability to attract new companies.
Right.
What's the biggest selling point to bring bright, big, new talent in here?
Our affordability.
There you go.
I mean, honestly, when you look at our competitors in the Northeast, we are far and away more affordable. Right. And, you know, I wish I could figure out a way to do this, but we should send an announcement to everybody in New York or Boston who just had their second child and is living in that 900-square-foot flat in downtown, wondering how the heck are they going to do it.
Right.
We should send them a listing of all the great real estate in Hartford with a backyard and great schools.
Yeah. And seriously, I mean, I've told Joe this story ad nauseum. But, you know, I ran into some people who were doing contract work for Pratt, okay? And, you know, they came from the Bay Area. And they're going, so cheap here. I love it. So it's all comparative, but.
Yes.
Which is funny because the only narrative you hear is how expensive it is.
And that would be wrong.
Right.
But, you know, we should do some cost comparative, and we're not. I mean, could we make it cheaper? Absolutely. Should we be looking at ways to reduce business cost? Absolutely. But when you look at who we're competing against for talent and for jobs in the Northeast, we're affordable.
And I think David, it's gotten better in the 20 years I've been here. Is 25. Downtown is more. Joe and I were talking about the story that Ken Goslin wrote the other day in The Current. And if you look where we were 20 years ago and where it is today, I mean, it's night and day. It truly is.
And we have to continue that trend. We have to do everything we can to keep that housing and creating a 24/7 downtown for the city of Hartford.
All right, we got to get to traffic here, or we're going to get yelled at. So 8:29, traffic and weather together. We'll get back. David will be with us in the studio for the whole show until 9 o'clock, so we're glad about that. Let's go to Mike Allen now in WTIC Traffic Control. Mike. We have David Griggs with us, the president, CEO of the Metro Hartford Alliance. His aide-de-camp, Brian Boyer's in here too, being annoying.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the great, and we talked about this during Angela's News, not that we didn't pay rapt attention to every story, but during the commercials, we talked about the fact that Bradley Airport has become quite a positive in our community. As we said, look, a few more direct flights would make it, would make everybody happy, but the airport's really come a long way.
It has, and in a short period of time, when you consider that it was run by the DOT, maybe 6 years ago, and Kevin Dillon and company have only been out there for the convening time, and every year we've seen passenger growth year over year. It's awesome. From the business perspective, when I talk to our investors and companies around the region, the number one transportation asset that they're concerned with is the airport.
Right. That's not light rail. It's not fast trains. It's an airport.
You know, we need to be able to get people to work quickly and with less congestion. All these things are true. But for businesses that are selling their product outside this region, and those are the companies that bring new wealth to us. So we love those. The airport is how they get to their customer.
Well, and the other thing is, we were all talking about the New York airports, which, I'm sorry, but
no thanks.
Newark, LaGuardia, I don't think anything can fly out of there.
Well, I don't think Logan's a day at the beach either.
No, that's what I meant, and they're either. So you take advantage of the airport, and so there you are. And the thing is, I mean, if you've ever flown into New York and you're doing business, I mean, getting from, LaGuardia to the city, you forget it. Here, you land, and you're downtown in 15 minutes.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's a absolutely fabulous asset. I think right now it's a regional. I think we could probably have it be even a larger region that it serves, because I think we should be getting some of the offflow from Boston and from the New York airports.
What's the most important thing? If you had and I'm sure you do, you might not be willing to tell us right now, which is fine. If you have a master plan, what would you like to see Bradley Airport be 3 years from now? To help the metro, to help serve the community.
You know, one of the things that we can do is we can work with the business community to help Kevin and team find where the new routes could be. You know, the in that industry, if you can fill the front of the plane, so the business travelers, if you can fill the front of the plane, you'll get that route.
Right.
The back of the plane will fill because they're going to make their money on the front of the plane.
Right.
So what we need to be able to do as the Alliance is help Kevin identify what are the routes that are most important to our business community so that he can find which airline can deliver that route in a cost-effective way.
David, in a related story, and you just mentioned this a few seconds ago, how obviously Bradley is how we get people in here. But once we're here and we move people around, I mean, has there been any effect out of, you know, Connecticut Rail, the thing that runs from New Haven all the way up to Springfield?
Awesome. Absolutely. You know, our connectivity into New York City and Boston via rail is also one of the top
right.
things we need to do because that's where talent is. And we need to be able to pull that talent into Hartford. And that's one of the ways that we can do it, by making quicker, easier connections into New York and Boston.
It's interesting. We talk so much transportation
on
the show, but that's because we talk tolls. But that's, you know, in 4 minutes, you've just laid out why this is like an area that can be booming if we get things
like
just, you know, jiggled around a little bit. It's not going to
take
believe. Extensive stuff.
Gotta
yeah,
believe.
Exactly.
Dave, it's not huge.
No, it's not. Well, it's not. You don't have to you don't have to break it and rebuild it.
Correct.
You just have to fix it. That's
we're doing our best.
Yeah. We're doing our best to break it.
Yeah.
David Griggs from the Hartford Alliance will be with us for another 15 minutes or so, unless we hit Pastor Will in the head, and then we'll stay on after 9.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be
8:46, traffic coming up. All right, Joe, we have this guy sitting next to us here in the studio.
Well, David Griggs, the president and CEO of the Greater Hartford Alliance, has been kind enough to give us his time for the entire hour, and we're very happy about that. You know, we talked a little bit, David, earlier in the show about the NCAA basketball tournament coming to the XL Center. And the importance in the community. And one thing that's gone well so far in all the planning is that Laz has announced that parking will stay at $10 except for underneath the building, which is always $15. Yeah. Yep. Look, I parked outside for a UConn hockey game at that surface lot next door next to Russian Lady one day, and they had bumped up to $20.
Ooh.
And I'm thinking, well, this is the precursor to the NCAA tournament. But that was just, for some reason, something went on that night. It's good that Laz is showing and kind of leading the way that we got to pitch in all together on this. We can't give the region a bad name.
Agreed. And I would also throw in that you're probably not going to find any bigger supporter of Hartford than Laz.
Right.
You know, they are they're investing in the city of Hartford in a big way. And they are employing a lot of people in the city of Hartford. So it is great to see that one of the challenges that we had from the last tournament is now a non-issue.
Right. Well, and the other thing was probably hotel rooms because there weren't that many. Right. And it certainly added a bunch of night stays around here. And they got the ball yard, which is kind of nice.
Yep.
They said, it'll be 600 rooms a night. Well, I don't think so. But nevertheless, it's still a pause. The one thing, and Joe and I have talked about this a lot, is the whole idea about that thing that's sitting in the middle of downtown. And that would be the XL Center.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do? I mean, I have no idea. Joe and I have kicked it around forever. And we're not alone. You know, what do you do with that thing?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at what we're getting with the NCAA tournament, it is an asset for us. It's bringing in people. You know, when you look at how business investments, new business investments are made, oftentimes the first opportunity we have to attract a business is through tourism.
Right.
These business people come into our region. They meet our people and they say, wow, this is a great place.
Uh-huh.
And they come back and further explore our region and find that we really are a great region and a great place to potentially do business. And then it moves forward. So the importance of tourism in business development and our ability to attract new residents and new businesses, tourism is a key to that. And having an asset like the XL Center not only for our own quality of life for residents here, but also for the ability to bring in tourists becomes essential.
How closely, I'm sorry, go ahead, Ray.
Dave, you go. Or Dave, you go. Joe, you go.
How closely do you work with CRDA on a day-to-day basis on things?
On a day-to-day basis? Well, maybe not day-to-day, but... But in terms of, yes, in terms of strategy and development, very close. Okay. Mike Freemuth and what he's doing there is awesome.
Yep.
Yes, I would agree.
Everything we can, anything we can do to keep his efforts going. You know, he was, the CRDA was an entity formed by our last governor, and I think it's critical for the city of Hartford and for the region that work continue.
Hey, Joe, and weren't they responsible also for the soccer thing?
CRDA, that's look, I think that's a great – we've been big proponents of that. But renovating Dillon Stadium, yep. The whole Colt District, getting that up on its feet, running, that'll be huge because in the day – again, history. But in the day, Colts Park was a pretty vibrant place. Yeah. And now people – there's been a period of time where people don't want to go down there.
Yeah.
Well, so.
But it is transforming itself, and having the Hartford Athletic play there is going to be awesome. I can't wait. I know my family's excited to get down there and start to see some matches here on our own pitch.
And you know, the thing is, to be honest,
I like that soccer term, pitch.
Yeah, he got that pitch in there.
You got kids play soccer?
My 7-year-old, I want him to, he's good. He's great at soccer, but, you know, he wants to do archery. He wants to do swimming. He wants to do everything else.
Well,
so,
yeah.
Got to get him out to the athletic and get him back into the scene.
I don't want this to be controversial. Would you have him play football?
You know, that's a question for mom.
And that's a good answer.
It's always.
That is a $64,000 answer.
I know.
Happy to bring her in here for you.
Well, it might be nice to meet her, actually. No, but I mean, the thing is, there's so many kids. I mean, you can't drive around on a fall weekend or, you know, a spring weekend without seeing kids out on the pitch, you know, playing soccer. And I mean, all over town. Consistently through the weekend, more kids are playing that than playing football.
Oh, and you know the not for nothing, but the English Premier League now you can see every Saturday morning.
Oh, 24. I love that.
We've got our own team, and you know the kids know who we're rooting for. So
City Four.
Oh, we're City fans.
Okay,
Manchester City.
Yeah.
No, see, I like United.
Yeah, sorry.
I always like that, like Manchester United, the Yankees. I always like the big dogs. Yep. Are you a Twins guy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's good. Because their farm team used to be in New Britain, and they have great players came through.
They really did.
Real. I mean, it was tremendous. They did, Maurer and all the people, Brian Dozier and Ben Revere, and when I was there.
Those are great players.
Yeah, good times. We've only got a couple of seconds left. If you were going to give us what you want to get done with the Metro Alliance in the next 3 to 6 months, what are your one or two big projects?
Well, probably the first thing is to get the word out, to get out into other markets and begin, in earnest, promoting Hartford as a place for new business, and then seeing some result from that work.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, and once again, it goes back to earlier we started, is we got to believe.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the whole point.
Right.
Yeah, I think some people go, I'm from Hartford, but no, be proud of it.
From Hartford.
And that's where the history comes in as well.
Yep.
David, thanks. It's always great to see you.
Thank you, Brian, for the invite.
For coming in, too. David Griggs, President and CEO of the Hartford Metro Alliance, and Brian Boyer, who does wonderful things, and was about 3 minutes late before, but came after, got here after his boss did, so I'm sure there'll be some.
There'll be a reprimand in there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.